This is Dr. Patadia dictating the consult on Kapila Dosi, last name D for David, O, S for Sam, H for House, I for India. First name Kapila, K for Kite, A for Apple, P for Peter, I for India, L for Larry, A for Apple. Today's date is June 12, 2024, period Niperagraph. She's a 69-year-old female patient who comes with a history of progressive shortness of breath, and her functional capacity has decreased significantly over last 1 year period. According to the patient, about 1 year ago, she could walk about 2 to 2.5 miles, and now less than a 1.5 mile. And particularly in the middle of the walk, if there is some uphill, U, P for Peter, H for House, I for India, L for Larry, L for Larry, she would easily get short of breath or period. The she does try to walk 5 to 6 days a week and at a normal speed period. The she says she would get short of breath on climbing 2 to 4 flights period. The noise of chest pain, chest heaviness, chest tightness, or a chest discomfort period. Approximately 2 years ago, she had an episode of fainting, and she was seen in Providence Hospital, urgent care unit in the city of Fullerton. F for Frank, U, L for Larry, L for Larry, E for Europe, R, T for Tom, O, N for Nancy. Period. She had a workup, and she was told that likely her symptom of fainting was due to the vertigo period. After that, she did not have any similar symptoms, and overall, her condition has remained stable period. No other history of dizziness period. She noticed that symptom when she was sitting in the chair and decided to go to the bed, where for a probably 2 to 3 seconds she did not know what was happening, and she thinks she lost consciousness period. She was seen in a urgent care, and her workup was negative, so she was discharged home period. No history of any palpitation, edema of feet, bleeding tendency, or GI problem, G capital period, I for India capital period problem. Next line. On in month of May 2024, after coming back from her trip to Portugal, Portugal, she had a COVID period. She did not take any medicine, and the COVID subsided gradually, but she was left with a chronic cough for 1 month period. New paragraph. Past history of hypertension for 3 years. She's on treatment now period. History of hypercholesterolemia for 6 months period. And history of diabetes for 6 months period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph, social history, She does not smoke, period. She does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period, new paragraph. Family history, father died at the age of 90 years and cause unknown, period. Mother died at the age of 72 years, period. She had a cardiomegaly and congestive heart failure, period. She also had a significant diabetes, period. She had two sister who has diabetes for 25 years, and she has two other sister who has diabetes for 2 years, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, cough, tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both dorsal SPDs, which are 4x4, and both posterior tibial are 1x2x4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. Blood pressure in right superior extremity 130/70 millimeters of mercury, period. Blood pressure in left superior extremity is 130/80 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left intercostal space within mid-clavicular line, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. No S4, and no significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. The elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. The other system grossly within normal limits, period. New paragraph. EKG normal sinus rhythm and within normal limits, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. In cardiovascular system exam, I forgot to mention that patient has a ejection systolic leak and ejection systolic murmur 2x6 in the left lower parasternal area, period. New paragraph. The EKG, normal sinus rhythm and within normal limits, period. New paragraph. The the patient has a progressive shortness of breath over last 1 year, and her functional capacity has decreased by more than 50%, period. In month of May 2024, she had a COVID for a week or so, and then chronic cough persisted for about another 2 to 3 weeks, period. Clinically, she has a mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, and she also has a significant risk factor of the hypertension, coma, hypercholesterolemia, and diabetes mellitus, period. On April 10th, 2024, she had a coronary calcium score, which was total 105.8. And out of that, the left anterior descending had a score of 104.5 and lateral circumflex with the score of 1.3 period. So, new paragraph, in view of above finding, plan is to request echocardiogram and to do a stress test, and depending on the results, further management will be planned, period. So, initial impression number one, progressive shortness of breath with functional capacity decreasing by more than 50% in last 1 year period. Number two, coronary artery disease as described by CT coronary calcium score of April 10, 2024 period. Next, number three, hypertension for 3 years. Next, number four, hypercholesterolemia for 6 months period. Next, number five, diabetes mellitus for 6 months period. Number six, history of COVID infection, May 2024 period. Next line, number five, probable mitral prolapse and mitral regurgitation period. Number seven, acute COVID 19, COVID COV for Victor, I for India, D for David, COVID 19. In month of May 2024, after coming back from Portugal, P for Peter, O, R, T for Tom, U, G, A for Apple, L for Larry, and after the first 7 days from the time of symptom onset, patient symptom of chronic cough continued for total of 1 year period.